Michael Smith by Morgan Westwood Cook. Read by Stacey Sampson.
They've stopped asking me what I do on the weekends. When I started here, they used to entertain the question. Now they just ask about the kids and how's marking going? The generic, I don't want to know more, but I'm sick of talking to children questions. I don't mind it. I like my routines. Even if no one else does. Last Saturday, I'd got my marking done by 3, as always. The kids seemed to be okay with everything but quadratics, so I made a note to go through them again. That Kirk Douglas film, Lonely Are the Brave, was on Channel 4 then, so I watched it with Garrett. Actually, that's one thing the other teachers will ask about. Garrett, my canary. Rare among the under 60s, you might say, so they asked to have a little bit of a laugh. I don't mind. Garrett keeps me company. Jean next door had a canary. She was the kind old dear who looked after me and my... It was sausages and mash, as it always is on a Saturday. It had been raining most of the day, so when it cleared around 6:30, I went and refilled the bird feeders and Garrett's as well. He gets so jealous of the robins in the garden and the blue tits when they come early spring. After that, Debbie rang from the finance office. We talk weekends because she'd liked the company ever since her husband's affair came out and he left. She started calling me because she thought I might also want conversation. She never called before. I don't know why anyone thinks I'm lonely. It got dark whilst Debbie was talking, so I made sure to switch on the garden light, like I do, and unlock the back door as always. The news was coming on. I thought I'd watch as I finished a new 1,000-piece puzzle that night before. It was a lovely painting of a landscape by Thomas Gainsborough. The trees looked almost real. I wasn't really paying attention to the TV at first. It was about a local family that were raising money for some cause. They were showing photos, so I looked closer in case it was the family of a kid at school. He looked like Dad used to. Standing there with a big grin. Dark hair long enough to start to curl and a hand on his kid's shoulder. Exactly like Dad, but less gaunt. The news named him as Michael Smith. His name is not Michael Smith, I heard myself say out loud. It's Oliver Thornton. He's been on the missing persons list for 20 years. I thought he must be, you know, it's been a long time and he's never... Why didn't he look for me? I waited for him, stayed in that hellhole for as long as I could. I don't think he ever knew about the train tickets I'd been able to buy with what I'd hidden from Mum. We couldn't have known. I was waiting to tell him and then he said he was just popping next door because Jean had gone out and he'd seen her bringing the groceries the day before, so we knew she had some tinned beans. He'd do this sometimes, slip out through the back door. She never locked it. I think she knew what we did. She always had far too much in for one person. No one needs 4 tins of beans a week, regardless of whether you've eaten any the week before. Well, I've got 8 tins of beans in. I doubt I could go through that myself in a week. Still, I like to have them in. He'd usually come straight back before Mum got back. But this time, he didn't. At first, she didn't notice him gone. I hid in his room until... She was so angry. I swore I didn't know anything, but she didn't believe me. She never believed me. all these years. I thought he must be dead. Well, why would he leave me? With her. But then I knew, too. My gut was right. I've never felt lonely. I have Garrett. I have a life. I'm busy with my puzzles and my marking. I waited until the news repeated to double check. It was him. It was definitely him. Older, hair darker, but him. He had two boys, a girl and a smiling wife. They looked happy. Why did he change his name, though? I kept mine so that he could find me. I never wanted to change my last name in case that made it harder, even though I hated my name because she had given it to me. I would have done it if I could, just to annoy her, just like everything annoyed her, just like finding the door unlocked annoyed her. I tried to find you, I said to the man on the screen, I really did. But I guess Oliver disappeared. It was Michael who stuck around. For the first time in 10 years, I turned off the back garden light, locked the door again and went up to bed. I don't think I slept at all. I just lay there thinking, Michael Smith. Michael Smith. How he looks a little like Dad did. How he has his nose and mouth. I don't want to look like her, but maybe I do. Maybe that's why he never looked. No one likes seeing ghosts. The news said Michael Smith is doing a fundraiser next Saturday. It's a 15-minute drive in the car. Only 15 minutes away from finding me. Maybe if I get the marking done by 2 p.m. I can get there in time. I wonder if he still likes sausage and mash. Or whether he has a new favourite. Garrett is used to the routine, but he won't be too stressed if things change for a day. It's just a 15-minute drive. Maybe if I skip the puzzle this week, I can get ahead on the marking. If I finish it before 1 p.m, then I'll have plenty of time to get there. It's just a 15-minute drive. To Michael Smith, my older brother who built a whole new life for himself without anything or anyone from his past. Free of ghosts. It's just a quick drive and I can see him again. He spent so long missing. I didn't ever think I'd get the chance. I wonder what his family is like. I wonder if he leaves the back door unlocked for me. Before dawn, I sit down and unlock the door again. As always.
Michael Smith was written by Morgan Westwood Cook and read by Stacey Sampson.